My message is going to be a little bit more about the trumpets. But before things like radio and like that, man had to communicate long distance by whatever method, you know. And you've seen things like smoke signals and drums and whatnot. And trumpets is one of these devices that man came across, and they could communicate over long distances. And of course, it magnifies the sound. And so, you know, like when you're in the military, you'll hear taps and things like that. The traditions of the military, where they had quite a different set of things that they played on a bugle, which is basically a trumpet that's been curled around a few times, so it's not real long. And all these different signals that they gave with it, people knew whether it was like taps in the evening or revelry or call to assembly and all these different things. So the trumpet and this horn has been used almost as long as man has been around. I mean, as long as there's been a collection of people and you need the call. I suspect people even use the trumpet or the shofar or something like that, maybe even to call animals. You know, I've had the dairy farmers, you know, they'd go out and call and their cows would come in. And I suspect that people use the horn or the shofar and things like that, call animals or call other people. But it's something that you can communicate over a long distance. And so I'm going to just start off with reading from Leviticus 23:23. Since nobody has read it this morning, which is interesting. But it has to do with the Feast of Trumpets. And in Leviticus 23:23, it says, "Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, saying, In the seventh month, on the first day of the month, you shall have a Sabbath rest, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work on it, and you shall offer an offering made by fire to the Lord. This is a special day, a day that's holy, a day that we come and worship before God. And this day is marked by the blowing of trumpets." And so if we go and look in Numbers 10:1, this is when God gave instructions to Moses, and it says, "And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Make two silver trumpets for yourself. You shall make them of hammered work. You shall use them for calling the congregation and directing the movement of the camps." And this is where you're seeing the trumpets used to call and direct. And he's given instructions here. He says, "When they blow both of them, all the congregation shall gather before you at the door of the tabernacle." So they blew both these silver trumpets to call the people to the tabernacle, to gather before God. "But if they blow only one, then the leaders, the heads of the divisions of Israel, shall gather to you." So this for the leaders and the heads. And when you sound the advance, the camps that lie on the east side shall then begin their journey. And when you sound the advance the second time, the camps that lie on the south side shall begin their journey, and they shall sound the call for them to begin their journeys. So the trumpets are being used to gather and also to show when they were to depart and start their journeys. "And when the assembly is to be gathered together, you shall blow, but not sound the advance." And then it says, "The sons of Aaron, the priests, shall blow the trumpets, and these shall be to you as an ordinance throughout all your generations." So they developed and built, made their own silver trumpets for the priests, and everything in the temple was made in silver and gold because it was part of the holy place, part of the temple, and part of the worship. And then you had the shofar, which is made from the ram's horn, which was carried, you know, we used throughout the camps. Also, the shofar was used when the walls of Jericho came down. They used the shofars instead of the silver trumpets. But they may also have the silver trumpets with the Ark of the Covenant there, the priest going before it would probably have blown their silver trumpets when the Ark of the Covenant was there present with them. And then in Numbers 10:9, if you continue, it says, when you go to war in your land against the enemy who oppresses you, then you shall sound an alarm with the trumpets, and you will be remembered before the Lord your God, and you will be saved from your enemies. And it says also in verse 10, in the day of your gladness, in your appointed feasts, and at the beginning of your months, you shall blow the trumpets over your burnt offerings and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, and they shall be a memorial before your God. I am the Lord your God. So they blew these trumpets on the new moon, beginning of the months. So in a way also, the trumpets were like part of the calendar. Let you when a new moon started. They blew when you knew that there was offerings being made. And I remember David. David, when he brought the Ark of the Covenant up to the temple, they preceded it with great joy, and they played music and dance, and they were very, very happy. This was a joyous occasion, and they played those trumpets as they brought the Ark of the Covenant up to Jerusalem. And if you look in Psalms 98, this psalm written by David, he said, oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he's done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained him victory. The Lord has made known his salvation, his righteousness he has revealed in the sight of nations. He has remembered his mercy and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth in song. Rejoice and sing praises. Sing to the Lord with the harp and the sound of a psalm, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Shout joyfully before the Lord, the King. Let the sea roar in all its fullness, and the world and all who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he's coming to judge the earth. With righteousness he shall judge the world, and the people with equity. And we all know about the trumpets that are in Revelation. The trumpets, they announce kings. They announce big events, great events. And whenever a king came, pretty much all throughout history, trumpets were blown before that king. A year or two ago, I was wondering about whether or not Israel, the nation, had heard trumpets before they came before God in the mountain. And I kind of looked into it, and it turns out that King Tut's tomb, which was completely sealed, not unopened, and it had all of its, everything in it that belonged to the king. And within that tomb was two trumpets. One was of silver and very ornate, and they pretty well knew that this was for the ceremony, to announce the king. And the other was of copper and wood. And they figured that one was to be used in battle while you're on a chariot and you're in battle. And of course, that they use those trumpets to call in battle. And in the Bible, you can see where the trumpet, they talk about the trumpet in battle. Did you hear the trumpets during battle and during wars and conflict? So the trumpet can be a calling of the king. It can be calling armies. A person hears the trumpet, they may be looking forward and saying, here comes the king, you know, and they can look forward to the mountain coming the king. And another time, those trumpets could be blowing, and it caused people to be very concerned because it could be trumpets from armies coming against you, or even your own armies trying to fight whatever's coming against you. But after it's all said and done, the trumpets of the Lord are going to be blown before his return. Just like when they blew on that mountain and the trumpets blew and the people heard his voice, the next time the trumpets of God are going to be blown is when he returns. And that seventh trumpet is going to be when all the earth is going to come under his kingship, under his rule. And it's going to announce the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, our Savior, our Creator, coming back to bring restoration to this earth and to destroy those who destroy the earth. And I want to leave you with this, as it is written in Luke 3:16, "And all flesh shall see the salvation of God."